This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Last week, we said goodbye to Bob Hope, who died just 2 months after his 100th birthday. A new compilation of Hope recordings has just been released. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead checked it out. Here's his review.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun?
Not much money. Oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
If wifey wishes to go to a play,
don't wash the dishes, just throw them away. In the winter,
Bob Hope, 1949, with Margaret Whiting. As much as we've heard about Hope, the compulsive entertainer and self-deprecating gag man, little's been said about his singing. But he'd started in vaudeville as a song and dance man and had come to Hollywood via Broadway, where he introduced the song I Can't Get Started. His theme, Thanks for the Memory, comes from his first movie, The Big Broadcast of 1938. It showed off his pleasing light baritone and soft shoe delivery, but Hope was too irrepressible to play it straight for long. Even in the recording studio, he liked to work with a comic foil. Why waste that perfect timing?
We've got nothing in common, but nothing in common. We're sorry to state the roads we travel, the large laughs with L'Amour.
Yes, sir.
Those days are
oh,
over.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Dad. Don't be so sure.
That's right. TV's won 'em.
They got 'em.
They're gonna rerun them.
Ouch.
We'll look like the Bobbsey twins.
I'm gonna shun them. Because they'll be on too late.
Yeah, you'll have your Shaw and your Ovaltine by then.
The road picks were such kicks, but let's nix any encores.
Because outside of still looking youthful and cute,
and outside of stealing all that Paramount loot,
we grabbed a bundle.
What bandits?
We got nothing in common at all.
Hope with Bing Crosby, his partner in seven road pictures, those deconstructionist marvels which took your money and then kept reminding you how little you were getting for it. This music is from a timely compilation from Capitol, optimistically titled The Best of Bob Hope. It's not that, but it's okay. A grab bag of mostly jokey mid-century singles and album tracks, which also pair him with Dorothy L'Amour, Jane Russell, and Edie Adams. Wandering off on his own, things could get surrealer.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay.
I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe.
Hey, garçon. Oui, monsieur? Tell me, have you seen a girl?
A girl? What kind of a girl?
Any kind. My boat leaves tomorrow. Say, do you think that girl sitting over there would be offended if I said hello?
Monsieur, she has winked at you. She has dropped her handkerchief. And right now she is smiling at you. What does that usually mean to you?
She's a policewoman.
Ah, Bob Hope, the lovable, leering coward. Lovable because you could tell the persona from the real man. The real Hope did USO shows from Greenland to the South Pacific. The character hit the road with Bing to Bali or Zanzibar without leaving the Paramount lot. There they made cheerful travesties of one culture and musical culture after another in a way that was recognizably tasteless even by the end of the cycle. They were at it as late as 1962 on the road to Hong Kong.
Kowloon, oh Kowloon, we can't get there too soon. 'Cause a gal who's cute has the cutest lute that I'm just dying to tune. Can't you taste those crazy kumquats?
Oh, isn't life a merry song
when a Chinese gong goes ding, ding, dong? We'll be on the happy road to Hong Kong.
One of the less offensive verses. You could fairly draw a parallel between the writer's happy ignorance of whatever country the boys set out for and the real foreign adventures that sent Hope packing to Vietnam or Saudi Arabia. Those dark clouds over the road movie's sunlit surface make these imperial comedies weirdly poignant. Bob Hope's own complex appeal is caught up in that. The guy had a lot of layers. You can hear it when he sings.
All thanks to the memory of all you flying men. We can't remember when we've had more royal treatment. Hope we'll soon be back again. And thank you so much. All thanks to the memory of pilots zooming planes through navigators' lanes, you gunners, ground crews, bombardiers who further freedom's gains. We thank you so much. Bonds are a way most effective to help these men reach their objective. Look ahead with a freedom perspective. Let's all pitch in. We're out to win. Ladies and gentlemen, to Colonel Estabrook, Major Becker, Lieutenant Kuhn, and all the officers and men who helped us with our broadcast here at Patterson Field, and all you fellas over at Lockburn Field where we played last night, we want to say thanks for the whole gang. Next week, we'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana, broadcasting from Camp Atterbury. Good night, everybody.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Best of Bob Hope on the Capitol label.